to DayFM's Last Word on Health with OCF. Shake your lolly for Lollipop Month. Support cancer research at ocf.ie.
It's time for our weekly medical spot with Dr. Brian Higgins, GP at Galway Primary Care. And today we're going to talk about testosterone deficiency, which may be something that many men listening to the programme experience, but maybe don't understand or don't want to admit to. Brian, thanks very much for joining us. But actually, just before we get into the deficiency part of it, what exactly is testosterone?
So testosterone is effectively the male sex hormone. Both men and women have testosterone, but men have it in much, much higher levels. And it gives us an awful lot of the factors that we consider male characteristics. But also as well, it's very important in metabolic functions such as bone density, insulin control, our muscular development, our mood regulation, and actually also our sex drive.
Okay. So as people get older, is there a drop in the testosterone levels as part of their natural aging process?
Yeah, so it's very, very normal as people age that their testosterone levels slowly drop. And generally, our peak testosterone levels are about the age of 30, and after that, they'll slowly fall. But if they fall too rapidly, which they can in quite a few men, we can get really negative symptoms that can affect the quality of our lives.
In what way?
So the most commonly recognised one would be loss of libido and erectile dysfunction, but it can also have effects such as fatigue, sleep disturbance, low motivation, reduced physical endurance and loss of muscle mass and irritability and mood changes.
So those are things that maybe people associate with the ageing process and maybe other life factors around them. But it could just be down to actual testosterone levels being produced in your body, not been as high as they used to be.
Exactly. And I think it's important when people feel that they don't feel right, that they don't just put it down to ageing. Now, there will be normal things as part of ageing that we might be slower to recover and we might get fatigued a little bit easier. But I think if men are feeling in such a way that they go, God, I just don't feel right. I know I'm getting older, but I should feel better than this. It's always worth going and chatting to your doctor because there could be an underlying condition like testosterone deficiency or something else causing those symptoms. So it's important not to just ignore things and just put them down to ageing.
Okay, so how do you deal with it then? Is this something that you can deal with through diet and exercise, or is there going to have to be medication involved as well?
So it will depend on the underlying cause. Like there are conditions such as sleep apnea and severe obesity that will reduce testosterone levels, and lifestyle changes and treatments like CPAP can affect those. Also as well, there can be other conditions that are quite rare, but they can present with symptoms of low testosterone. So generally what will happen is your doctor should see you, take a history to see if your symptoms do fit testosterone deficiency or something else. Do a physical exam to see if there's reduction in facial hair production, smaller testicular size or other features in keeping with testosterone deficiency. And then we'll generally do a set of bloods early morning to see your testosterone level. And if that's low, we'll probably repeat it again in about 2 weeks. And if that's consistently low, we'll diagnose somebody with testosterone deficiency, at which point we look for other maybe rarer underlying causes to make sure that we're not missing something. And then we'll talk to men about their options regarding treating the deficiency.
And what are those options?
It depends on symptoms. Sometimes we will find that we'll pick up a testosterone level that's low and men feel absolutely fine and everything's okay. And we might say, okay, we'll observe this and not treat it. Whereas when men's symptoms are affecting the quality of their lives, we'll offer them what's called testosterone replacement therapy, which is where we treat by just replenishing the body's testosterone stores. And you can do that in several ways. The most common way is a gel that you can just be rubbed on to the skin once a day. Or we can do treatments like patches or injections that can be administered that have a very slow onset of action. So you can inject somebody not very frequently and that'll replenish all their testosterone stores.
I've come across people who have been encouraging others to get testosterone top-ups or boosters, buying stuff over the internet such as gels or tablets, saying, yes, it's a natural part of aging, so take this to get yourself going again. What do you make of that sort of self-help approach?
So talking about that, you're really talking about anabolic steroid use. Yeah, it's something that men have to be really, really careful of. any hormone in the body needs to be kept at a certain balance, and too much of it or too little is harmful. And the concern with people self-treating themselves is that they can have too much testosterone, which can actually have severe effects on heart disease, can increase your risk of prostate cancer, increase the risk of bowel cancer, and it will massively affect your lipid levels and increase the risk of heart disease. So I would strongly advise people against buying things off the internet. I've certainly met patients who've bought products off the internet, and the issue is they're not regulated, so you really don't know what you're going to get. And I've had men becoming quite sick because they've bought a testosterone product that actually turned out to be an animal analog. So it wasn't something that was suitable for human beings. And as a result, it suppressed all their own natural testosterone production, but didn't give them any benefit, we'll say, of the testosterone. So they came in feeling extremely unwell.
Can you have such a thing as excess testosterone? Because, you know, you sometimes hear stories about fellas, particularly younger fellas, who might be sort of like almost out of control in their behaviour, and it's been put down to an excess of testosterone. Is there any truth to that?
It's rare. There is a rare genetic change that can happen to people with their genome where it could be said that they have too much testosterone, but it's very, very, very rare. I think generally testosterone can be blamed for things, whereas really it's more of a behavioural factor as opposed to do with actually the genuine overproduction of testosterone.
You mentioned anabolic steroids earlier. Again, it's been suggested that, you know, there is a culture has developed now, particularly in sort of some sports and gyms, where there are people, or even just to sort of look more ripped, that there are men who are then taking these things. Can that interfere with their testosterone?
Yeah. So anytime that you take additional testosterone, what happens your body is that your body goes, great, I don't have to make this stuff anymore. So what will happen is our testicles that produce testosterone will effectively shut off. Now, if people use what's called exogenous or external testosterone for too long, you can actually permanently turn off your testicular function. And that can lead to men becoming infertile or developing what we call secondary testosterone deficiency as a result of the anabolic use.
Is there also an issue perhaps that a lot of men are reluctant to go to a doctor and talk about this? Because you started by defining testosterone as the male sex hormone. You talked about erectile dysfunction or loss perhaps of libido, and that many men may be reluctant to actually have that conversation and be checked out.
Yeah, it's rare that a man comes into me and isn't uncomfortable talking about these things. But once they've actually said it, they've realised that this is something that we see an awful lot and generally are really relieved once they've said it, because they think that there's something wrong with them, that there's something not fixable, and that they're just worried that they're not going to get better. But once they actually acknowledge it and say, look, these are the problems that I'm having, doctors are delighted because we can say, yes, look, these are what's wrong with you. Now let's work on fixing it. And a lot of the time there are really easy, straightforward fixes that'll have men feeling better.
All right. OK, we will leave it there. Dr. Brian Higgins, GP at Galway Primary Care. Thank you very much for joining us here on The Last Word of Today FM.
Today FM's Last Word on Health with OCF. Shake your lolly for Lollipop Month. Support cancer research at ocf.ie.